Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm glad you are here. I'm glad our good friend Beverly Inman Ebel is here too, ladies and gentlemen. Beverly is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, going back to 1999. We got her right out of high school, and just a fresh-faced kid, you know, with pigtails and freckles, and she's turned into this great world-class communication expert, written a couple of books, and more importantly, though, she's our good friend, Beverly Inman Ebel. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. It is great to be with you again, and especially on this day as you're launching your book, The Age of the Customer. Which
today's the
I
day.
Love.
Today's the day. By the way, folks, as I always like to say, Beverly Inman Ebel's red hair is not for nothing.
Not for nothing. Negative means it's for something. Okay.
No, it means that's what we love about you, because you are feisty.
Fiery, yeah. Well, I am very feisty about this new book that you've written.
Well, thank you.
Goodness. I know you would let me talk about anything, but I want to quote something that I read in your book. You said, "I think customers who know and like you won't require you to push the envelope with leading-edge relevance innovations." Okay, that made me feel really comfortable. And then the next got me. "But they won't stay with you long if you fall behind."
Mm-hmm.
Relevance, wow.
What I was trying to say there, and by the way, folks, this conversation was all Beverly's idea, I promise you. Beverly, what I was trying to say there is, I was trying to let small business owners off the hook a little bit by saying, you don't have to. What I've always said is, you don't have to win the social media, the relevance race, but you have to be in the race,
yes.
And you have to keep the winners in sight.
And you know, later on that same page, you say you'll have to think of this level as of customer engagement as a way of life. And I believe, as a communication expert, that small business owners really have an advantage here.
No question.
Because, I mean, it's not a matter of just getting a response. I will not mention the name of a company that I get an instant response. Thank you. We have received your inquiry. But
right.
Their answer has nothing to do
mm-hmm.
with my immediate need, whereas
mm-hmm.
a small business has the time, shall we say, maybe not the huge customer base, that can really specialize the response.
With humanity.
Yes. And it's amazing what that does. It's just amazing.
These are some of the things that there are two issues here. Number one, it couldn't be easier for small business owners to do, and there's almost nothing they can do that would give them more impact than to add their humanity to their responses. And number two, it's maybe the single greatest thing that most small business owners fail to do.
Yes.
It makes me very sad, Beverly, to know that. Because I walk into small businesses all the time, and I see all kinds of opportunity for them to sweep me off my feet and not spend a penny. And they don't do it.
Right, right. And it can be done electronically as well.
Yep.
You know, it's amazing. I just had a small business up in Minnesota. They met my need, but they more than met my need
mm-hmm.
because they reached out and said, "Oh, we should have, you know, mentioned to you that to get product B, you would need product C. Let us send that to you with no shipping, and
mm-hmm.
we'll rush it, so you'll have it by Monday." And I'm like, well, great, that's just as good, really, it was almost better than them telling me in the first place, if that makes sense.
Yeah, yeah.
They were just so, you know, oh, yeah, we, you know, they took the, they owned the problem, and they provided a solution and gave me something. It was, you know, I was like, wow, so Music Makers up in Minnesota, My hat is off to you. Way to go. That's the way.
Well, and you know, and it doesn't have to be a negative. I ordered a piece of electronics from a reseller, and I never met them before, but I didn't know them. I just did business with them that first time. I get my box in. There are pieces of candy on top of the box of that I bought. Whoever packed it dropped some candy in my box.
That's cool.
Now you know us knucklehead guys. We're not too, you know, we don't get all emotional about stuff like that. But that struck me, that they wanted to, you know, make my day like that. And I'll give you another quick example. We needed a new appliance, and I couldn't find what we wanted locally, and I went online and I found a company I thought had what we need, a small business. About an hour away, I thought they might have what we needed, and I asked the lady, and this is a tiny, tiny company. I said, would you send me do you have a smartphone? She said, yeah. This is an employee. I said, would you send me a picture of that? Will you text me a picture of that to make sure it's what I want? Now, her boss didn't tell her to do this. They didn't have a policy for this. She did it. She photographed the appliance, texted it to me. It wasn't what I wanted, but you know what? I let them order what I did want.
It's great
because she just took the time to differentiate herself from everybody else.
Right, and you know, it might have been her phone and her planet. I mean, she may really have gone, you know,
it was above her phone. It was her phone. Yeah,
her personal phone.
Yeah,
you know, and so small business owners, help your employees to understand this relevancy. That,
yep.
You know, meeting their need. And
relevance, right. the thing I think is important to point out, Beverly, is that relevance is now the new level of differentiation. It transcends being competitive. That's the thing. If people haven't seen the book as you have, it transcends being competitive, because, as you know, Beverly, being competitive today is table stakes.
You know, there was another quote. And I, you know, I've got highlighters all over this book, but this was one I put a highlighter and a star by, and it said, anything a customer can do for themselves is where service stops and relevance begins. Wow, that is a very, very deep, powerful statement.
Well, the point there, for example, you know, if you're getting a ticket at an airline counter, you know, the lady behind the counter is serving you. But I like the kiosks better, and
yep,
so I can get in and out quicker. I'm serving myself, but because they make it available to me, that makes it more relevant to me.
That's right.
Yeah. I need your website, Beverly.
TalkListen.com.
Check it out, folks. You can tell why she's a successful business owner, helping people put their best foot forward in the marketplace. Beverly Inman Ebel and I will be right back. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.